Okay, that's fine. We got a quorum, so we're good. I don't know, do we know, has Mildred said that she's running late, or?
She was, well, last time I talked to her, she was coming.
Okay, all right, well, we'll.
Is Randy?
No, no, he's not. Right, Randy's not coming?
He's not.
Okay.
He's got a meeting. Chairman of.
Okay.
You got a quorum anyway.
Yep, that's, I thought we need a quorum. And I'll let Joe come back down, and then. All right, this thing's already listening to me?
Yes.
Very good, all right. And we're good to go?
Yes.
All right, good morning, everybody. I will call to order a meeting of the McLennan County Appraisal District Board of Directors, 9:03 a.m., November 17th, 2021. First item of business is to open the public comment period for things not on our agenda. I see no one has signed up. I believe y'all are with our insurance brokers. Good to have you here this morning. So seeing no members of the public here, we will close the public comment period. Next, on the business session, we're gonna move, we have six items on our consent agenda. Approval of the minutes of our August 24th meeting, considering the sole response of the bank depository from ExtraCo, renewing the HR consulting contract with SGR, renewing our legal services with MVBA, and renewing our engagement letters with James Rittmeyer, Boyd and Therrell for accounting support, and Patillo, Brown and Hill as our auditors. Joe, do you have any discussion items on those?
There's real, not many changes. We only had one response for the bank depository. Terms aren't really changing. Was going to variable interest rate as the market should move up. With HR, it's just moved, we're getting rid of the minimum hour requirement, so it's just going straight hourly, which should decrease. And then the other engagement letters, they're not really changing at all. So that's pretty much it.
Let's, does anyone have any questions on those? I know.
I'll need to recuse myself on the item two, on the consent.
So let's pull item two from the consent, and then I'll, just so we can vote on that without, and then I'll move for, I'll consider a motion on items one through six with the exception of two.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Perry, second by Mr. Sykes. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, all right. Any opposed? Passes unanimously. And for the record, I should have said this at the beginning, board member Mildred Watkins and Randy Riggs are not here in attendance, so just for the record, say that. Next, I will consider a motion on item two, the re-approving the bank depository with ExtraCo.
I would make a motion to approve consent agenda item number two.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Perry, second by Mr. Green. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that passes 3-0 with.
Still my recusal.
Yes, with Mr. Sykes recusing himself from that vote.
Thank you.
Excellent. All right, moving right along. Next, number seven, let's consider our healthcare proposals and employee benefits for 2022.
We're basically recommending to stick with Blue Cross Blue Shield. There's a slight increase, 8.7% for the base plan. And 8%, I believe, in the buyout. But we talked to the employees and with their medical requirements, as far as their medicines they currently have. They prefer to stick with what we know. We know what the medicine costs are. Moving to Scott and White, even if slightly cheaper, you don't know exactly what everything will, how everything will flesh out as far as cost to the employees. Everything's supposed to be a network, but we're not sure if all doctors will be. So at this point, we're just recommending to stick with Blue Cross Blue Shield. I'm not sure if they have any additional thoughts.
In a nutshell, that's basically what we discussed. If the renewal was significant, I mean, if the option one with Scott White was a significant decrease in overall premium, then definitely would be something that would be highly recommended. But like was just said by Joe Don, anytime you're changing carriers, sometimes the formulary is where the disruption is for a lot of people, because drug in, for one carrier may be viewed totally different by another carrier. So it can be a significant increase for people who need those drugs monthly, and the cost can be, you know, it can be an impact, especially if you don't have a lot of disposable income. So, in the network situation, you will see a little disruption in the network from Blue Cross Blue Shield and Scott White, and so that option is there as well from a provider standpoint. So.
Yeah. So I mean, basically, you know, we've had Blue Cross Blue Shield for a long time. Everybody, employees are comfortable with them. They're acclimated. They know what they're doing. Everything's good. Baylor Scott and White came back with a quote that was slightly cheaper by, like, I think $15,000 for the year, but that is also a slightly lesser quality plan. But the disruption in both in switching to a whole new provider for our employees in terms of doc access, prescription access, redoing all of that. I mean, I think the economics and the productivity and value lost in trying to make that switch for does not make $15,000 a year worth it, both just in the angst caused for our employees too. I mean, again, if it had been a significant difference, we might want to look at it, but this just, it makes broad organizational sense just to stick with Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Even the increase, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's a little less than what you're seeing average across the...
Yeah.
Anything below 10% is...
I mean, that's usually... aside from me, when you're below 10%, it's almost an automatic renewal. Mm-hmm. And just so we're clear, we put it out to market to all carriers.
Sure.
So it's not like Scott White was the only one. We put it out to all carriers. Scott White was the only one that was competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And others, some carriers declined to quote it altogether. So because of it was Blue's renewal was competitive. So, but yeah.
And okay, I mean, does that sound good? I mean, and there is the option for employees that they want you to buy up to a plan with a
Absolutely.
Lower deductible and everything. That was on the last page. Okay.
And currently, there are 7 people
okay.
who chose to do that
okay.
last year.
And this item also contemplates the vision and dental and the other things. Any comments on that? Everything's staying the
same.
Yeah,
we the same. Put that out to market as well. You guys are currently with Guardian. Guardian renewals were slight, slight in percentage and definitely slight in dollars. Some were flat renewals where there was 0% increase, like on the life and long-term disability. We put those out to market as well to multiple carriers, and the same response, either they declined the quote or when they did, it was not competitive with Guardian. Just for instance, the dental renewal was a 4% increase in total. That's about $70, about $74 a month, a difference of what you guys are currently paying for the dental. So that was the increase for the dental, just as an example of how slight the increases were.
Dental and vision is voluntary, it's paid by the employees. So. The district doesn't have to pay that cost.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, sir.
Gunnar, what's the, so then from this proposal, what will be the contribution by the appraisal district?
On the first page, the renewal would be $505.53 for the employee only amount. And so that's what the district would contribute to their insurance. If the employee decides to take the buy-up, they pay the difference between the base plan and
okay.
the buy-up.
And last year was the 463?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
Will these change any? Because our we had a couple people retire, so I didn't know from the time we sent census.
No, if you guys renew, then it wouldn't change the rates at all if anybody drops or anything like that.
Okay. I didn't know what the impact they'll have.
Okay. Anybody have any other questions? If not, I will entertain a motion to approve the healthcare proposals and employee benefits package for 2022.
I move that we approve the benefit packages recommended by the administration.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Sykes, second by Mr. Perry. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We're good. Appreciate y'all's work, as always. This is important. Moving on, item 8, consider our 2021 budget line item changes.
Right now, we spent $125,000 on ARB expenses. We anticipate another $2,100 in expenses come December 2nd. We have another day of hearings. So that'll put us right around $127,000. We've had quite a few hearings this year. Yeah, it just seems like the number of hearings and the amount of time just keeps increasing. And then for appraisal services, we're $31,760 over. A lot of that is due to TREP, CAGI, and having an appeal appraiser. Our appeal appraiser has decided to go back to the banking world, and so we've lost his assistance. CAGI was taking over his capital appraisal group. They've taken over all the industrial stuff, and so that was something we acted on in the middle of the year. So it wasn't anticipated when we set this budget. And same thing, I believe, for TREP. For the audit, there's just a slight increase over what we originally budgeted. For computer services, in the last several months, we opted to increase our network security, having Heart of Texas put in some other tools to monitor traffic on the network, looking for bad actors on our network. The Homestead Audit Services, this is the recurring Homestead audit. So instead of doing the once every 5 years, $300,000 Homestead audit, this is a roughly $25,000 going forward audit that should, the employees can actually be used to verify when we get a Homestead application. We can remove errors in at the front instead of in the back end and cause people to pay penalty and interest for 5 years. So it's a benefit to everybody. Consulting services, $19,050. That's with SGR. We entered into that contract after the budget had been established. On notices, we sent appraisal notices to all properties this year. And then there's also been additional paper and material cost that our print vendor has taken on. And then for renditions, this essentially comes down to a paper cost increase. Copiers, we received the updated contract after we budgeted for this, so there's a slight increase. For travel, we've had several new hires and there was also a lot of training that was postponed due to COVID, and so now we're having to play catch up and send everybody to class because there is a 3-year and a 5-year time limit that they lose their license if we don't get all the training in. Phone and internet, it was due to the Verizon bill and text notifications. With Verizon up, we bought some additional iPads for the mobile devices. And then with the ARB process, we send out notification text messages. They're like 0.7 cents each, but there's quite a few because it notifies everybody of their hearing times and anytime anything drastic changes on the protest. The building, so we're 20,000 over, 20,840. Due to the security alarm, replacing this conference room projector, and doing repairs on the ACs. Computer equipment and hardware, we're over by $2,600 due to extending the server warranty. We're gonna replace these basically beginning of the next year, so we just had to renew them until then. For True Automation, it's $10,770 for additional mobile licenses that went along with the iPads. For Esri, that's our GIS mapping software. There's a slight increase in aerial photography. I think we discussed this at a past meeting, but there was actually one bill from the prior year that we didn't get until April or May, we didn't realize it was actually for the prior year until after the audit had already been done, so it's too late to do a journal entry to correct it. But that project has ended. And so we're gonna take that out of $100,000 out of the contingency fund, and then we're gonna move $43,000 out of legal services. So right now we're still, we have $142,000 remaining that doesn't look like it'll be spent. Our major lawsuits that were expected to go to trial, we've gotten out of.
Good job, Robert. Way to go. look at you. You're saving us money.
Doing our best.
That's
of course.
How many lawyers will do that for you, huh? That's we're lucky here. No, you're doing a good job. So that's I mean most of this stuff, all the big things we've already seen. The little ones, it's just normal operating stuff, and we had plenty of excess both in contingency and then legal services. So we'll see the numbers later, but the budget's in good shape too. So it's all just due course of operating, and this is just the one cleanup for the year to get the line items cleaned up. So
real quick question.
Yeah.
So drawing down on contingency, does that pose any kind of problem going forward?
Okay. No, sir. That's what it's there for. Mm-hmm. And so in the past, they would remove money from all sorts of different line items,
right.
And
it
was difficult to track where it came from and out of, so we limited to, we take it out of contingency first, and then
right.
We take it out of the biggest line items that have the most excess.
That works.
No, yep. Cause, back in the day, you'd be pulling from 20 different lines to change the 20. It was impossible to keep up with. So,
yeah.
This is much cleaner.
Yeah.
And why we budget for the contingency fund in the first place. So. All right. Any other questions? Then I'll consider a motion for approval on the line item changes.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Green and second by, we'll give it to Ben. You can go either way, though. It was a tie. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Passes unanimously. Sounds good. Moving on. Number 9. Consider purchasing additional map viewer licenses.
Several years back, Esri made a change to their licensing or their platform. And they basically were going to quit supporting map objects at some point. And so we had to buy a different license and software viewer for our system so we can continue to look at our map. And at the time, because before the previous map viewer, there was no licensing requirement. It came out at $500 per person. So management decided to not buy a license for all staff. And so we need about 5 more licenses to get everybody back up where they can see the map and have it actually interact with our software. Because we're already leaving the current map that we've already replaced, and so now we're on the third generation of the map. And so when we move to this next version, we prefer to have everybody on it, so that way when you click on a property, you can actually see the property detail and interact back and forth between. Instead of, right now, customer service has a static map on one page, and then they look at PACS, and then they have to type in the property ID in both places and look at both screens to try to see what they need to see, whereas the appraisers can see. They can click on it, go to the detail, or go to the map, vice versa, from either software.
So this is the one, the total cost is $6,250?
It's $6,250, and $1,250 will be a recurring cost going forward.
I'm all right with it. Just expanded access, yeah. All right. Any questions? Any concerns? Now I'll consider a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Perry to approve. Second, Mr. Sykes. Any other discussion? All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Passes unanimously. Thanks for that, Joe. Next, number 10, consider retirement and disposition of assets, including non-functioning PCs and excess filing cabinets.
We're going to skip this and postpone it to the next meeting. By policy, I realize Monday or Tuesday that needs to be by resolution. So to make sure everything is as proper as possible, we're going to just move it to January and do it on a resolution to make it as formal as possible.
Well, all right then. So, never mind. That's we'll wait to those PCs. We'll just have to collect dust for another month or so. All right. Number 11. Consider contract for new electricity providers.
We were notified by our power broker, which is Mantis, which I think was MX, who was somebody else before that. But we use Liberty Power for electricity. They've gone bankrupt. In April, they fired all their staff. And so, as of December 1st, we're going to move to a provider of last resort. And so that basically will be at the market rate, which whatever that is, will be substantially higher than what we're currently at. So by December, we need to basically pick another provider and set our rate. We have one set of quotes from Mantis, who's our current electricity provider broker. And so you can see it's, we do the 60 month, it's basically, it ends up being around 10 cents, the total rate per kilowatt hour. We've reached out to another broker also to get another quote just to verify that this is market rate, which they're probably back at the same. But what I'd like is approval to go ahead and choose a new provider and rate when I get the second quote back. I don't have the quote yet. They said they should have something to me today, but otherwise we'll be stuck.
But at least we know what the maximum.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, won't be any higher than that. And that's, I mean, that's, I haven't priced it recently, but that's almost higher than residential rates right now. I mean, what their quote is.
Yes, sir. You can see the estimated total rate at the top. We're currently at 0.96.
Yeah.
0.096, but.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, so we definitely want to get this done, because what's it going to go to if we're on the spot going forward?
It'll probably be less than a 12-month rate, because it'll basically, we won't have a contract.
Okay.
And so it'll be month to month, essentially, which will be the highest rate that they.
Okay. So.
Rates are probably at a floor right now.
Yes.
Getting some pretty sizable increases in that.
This broker was recommended doing the 5-year and just locking in as long as we can.
Depending on where the numbers come out, we will leave that to your discretion. If there's something really out of whack, just let us know. You just communicate after. But I think we can grant approval to you and your discretion, pick the best value for the district. So.
But yeah, this would be worst case, the 5-year.
Okay.
One for TXU.
Okay. Okay.
So.
Okay. So I'll consider a motion to give Joe the authority to execute our new electricity contract at the best value available.
So moved, but I'd add up to 60 months.
Yes.
That be?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We'll go any further than
up
that.
Up to 60 month period.
Yeah.
Okay. So moved.
Motion Mr. Sykes, the amended motion, then seconded by Mr. Green. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Passes unanimously.
I'm sorry to follow up. So when they go bankrupt, I don't know we're under contract with them. There's no provision in the world of electric generation that contract is picked up by another provider?
Well, it goes to the provider of last resort. And so that basically means, I guess you have a default provider, and then you can choose here where you want to if you get a better rate, but otherwise you go back to your default provider
at a
monthly rate.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I inquired to them as far as would there be a early termination fee, and they said no, there's not, because they're bankrupt. You don't have a choice.
That's a deal.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
All right. Next, item 12, consider the chief appraiser evaluation. This is just kind of for us, we're leaving, the new board will be coming on with some turnover. And so we're not, Joe's contract's good through the end of next year. We'll let the new board, do that on a 2-year rolling basis. We'll let the new board consider his contract extension. However, just for the MAPS audit and for, all sorts of purposes, if you could just, we'll send out an electronic copy of the evaluation for those, just fill it out, send it to me. I'll aggregate the responses, and we'll just have something in file that has those aggregated responses as for an evaluation for him for the end of the year. We won't, and that'll, and we'll let the new board kind of take it from there. So in the new term.
I like that approach.
Yeah.
It's difficult when you're a new board member and you're evaluating someone that you know.
Exactly.
You might have sat through a meeting with.
Exactly. So we just need to have something on file. So we'll just, and we won't. And if there's any issues arise, we can call a special meeting if we need to meet with him in executive. I don't foresee that happening. I think he's done a great job, and my responses at least will reflect that. But yeah, so we just need something to file, so we'll send that out, get it, send them back, and then I'll aggregate and just put something in the file for that. So that's all there is on that one. Next, item 13, review financials for July through September.
We can skip to September unless you'll have...
Yeah.
On page 2, our total assets as of September 30th is $2,454,000. Our total liabilities and fund balance is the same. Currently, our fund balance on the side, we have $260,651 that's not committed or reserved for anything. Page 3, we received $3,260,000, so basically three payments so far. We have one more payment to receive. Total administration expenses on salaries, total salaries of $1,427,826. Still have $733,000 left over at this point. Total benefits, we spent $503,000. We have $265,000 remaining. On page 4, professional services, we spent $350,000. And on the remaining budget, the ones that are negative, those should be what we just discussed in the line item changes. Mm-hmm. On page 5, total office operation expenses is $313,000. We have $107,000 remaining. Total maintenance expenses is $231,603, and we're over by $9,000. Then our contingency fund at this point had not been used. And capital outlay on page 6. We had expended $98,356, which is $5,000 over. Debt service, we spent $127,611. I went back and looked at the original budget. I was using the wrong payout schedule, and so the 22 budget and 23 budget will be corrected. This, I don't know if I just was using the prior to when we refinanced it, or if I just got the wrong page, but that's why we have extra on the building interest and principal. Total expenditures, $3,053,000. So we still have $1.3 million left to spend. Net change in fund balance is $260,000. So we should have a substantial amount when we get done at the end of the year.
Yeah.
In the years past, we've had $200,000 to $300,000 every year that we had to do something with. So,
which in the most recent years, we have given right back to the entities to reduce the amounts that they have to contribute to this. So, it's. Staff does a great job keeping the balances in line, and we want to be cognizant of the impact to the entities when we get that money back. So, so far through the 9 months, we're $260,000 to the good. Revenues over expenses better than budget. Everything seems to be in line, and I guess all the, most of the big expenses are incurred through ARB and whatnot. So, yes. It's next 2 months. I guess we're already halfway through the final quarter, anyway. So. Yes. And so no, no big surprises or anything there either, so, okay.
With vacation, everything else, there's, it's gonna slow down.
Yeah. So. Very good. We're in good shape. Always nice. Okay, review existing and recurring contracts.
I don't know if you wanna go through all of these. Most of them are pretty mundane, just existing contracts that we have. It's mainly for your review, just in case you have any questions as to who we have contracts with.
It's just helpful to always have an eye, you know, an idea. In years past, somebody would go through and actually talk about each one. I don't think we need to do that, unless y'all just want to. But. It is a little small. We can get you a bigger font for you.
Cost you another visit to the eye doctor.
Exactly. Right? Can't have that.
We can email this out.
Yeah.
That we have the digital version.
Yep. So we just see what we got. All right. We'll do that. All right. And if there's any questions, we can follow up. Our next item is just a recognition of board members with expiring terms, which were Mr. Pagel, who had planned to be here but can't.
He's got a class today.
He's got a class.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Sykes and myself. So Mr. Sykes, who's retiring, and me, who the city was just tired of the bad job I was doing, and so they kicked me off.
Yeah, right. Oh, gosh. So, right.
But thank instead you. Of a plaque, we decided to get y'all something useful, we hope. But we appreciate y'all's time on the board.
Oh, this is nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Very nice tumbler.
Very nice.
With a big thank you on the back. That's actually, people, I will use that, yeah.
The Prisel District isn't a place a lot of people are proud of, so we didn't know sticking a plaque, if you want to throw that on your wall in the house, we're like, hey.
We can blaze a neon sign. We get that going, you know.
It's well, we have it on our desk, we'll turn it the other way, right?
The only thing worse is you could get rid of my license plates.
Thank you
very much. We should petition the state to have one of those. Make those one of the options. People like just state judge or stuff. No.
But we do appreciate y'all's assistance to the district.
Thank you. Very nice.
Yeah. Alan, you want to say anything?
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
First, I want to thank all my friends that came here.
Yeah, exactly. I would say the popular clamor.
Took time out of their day
definitely.
To be here.
Yeah.
So anyway. Been on the board a long, long time. It's I won't call it a difficult departure, but it's one of you know, time for transition and making sure that the business of the appraisal district continues on, which it will. I'm very, very confident and very comfortable after all these years, after seeing a lot of ups and downs, very comfortable and confident from a taxpayer standpoint that the appraisal district is not only governed by the board but also run by the staff administration under the chief appraiser's oversight in a very sound manner. So I think communication is good. I think it's strong, and hopefully the community will understand that the inner workings of the appraisal district are doing very well. Thank you for John's leadership over the years, and I think it's a very positive note that I'm leaving on, and have enjoyed the opportunity and very respectful of the process that you all undertake every day. So we appreciate you.
How long have you been doing this?
I haven't counted, but it's it goes back a long, long time. Probably, I don't know, 17 years maybe, 16,
yeah,
17
yeah.
years. When I first started, it was a self-fulfilling prophecy because I've been was on the school board for 22 years, and I came up with the bright idea that, well, instead of engaging an outside community member to allocate our votes for from the school district, let's use a sitting board member.
Yeah.
Well, that became me
when
I realized what I had done.
No good deed goes
unpunished. Wait a minute.
There you go.
So that's just continued on through the years. But no, I appreciate the thought. Appreciate all the friends, all the engagement, opportunities for moving the appraisal district forward. I think it's doing very well and will continue to do very well. So, again, thank you, John, for your leadership.
Oh,
Robert, thank you
yeah.
for your guidance from a legal standpoint, and staff, thank you all.
And I'll echo that and say I've enjoyed my. I've only been doing it 8 years, so I think. I think it was 2013. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Lisa's nod. And it was. Not fun when I first got on. It was rough there for a couple of years. But no, I can very confidently say that I'm leaving the organization in better shape than I found it. I think we got the right guy in Joe leading this thing. I've appreciated my time with you, Alan, and you, Ben. And Jonathan, I'm sorry we only got a couple meetings together, but I know you're going to do, and I know Midway just allocated their votes last night, so looking forward to you kind of continuing this going forward. No, it's been fun, and I think the community has a much better understanding of the dynamics of this organization and how it plays into the whole property tax apparatus and what this entity can and cannot do. I think that conversation has been very helpful over the last few years on a number of levels. I'm thankful for my time. It's wasn't always fun there at the beginning, but here, you know, the last few years, like it's been a lot better. And so that's I've enjoyed it, and I'll miss it. So I don't miss you guys. So I appreciate all of y'all's consistency and the time y'all have put in and the support and effort y'all provided for us. And looking forward to y'all continuing that work with the new board and my successor when he comes on, who should hopefully continue my even-handedness and politeness on the board. So that's Jim's okay. So.
Well done.
Just a moment.
Yeah.
It's been an honor to serve with both of you. Alan, I've heard the stories over the years of what you guys have been through.
Yeah.
So when you say you've had your ups and downs,
it's real.
It's real. And John, I was with you that night out at Woodway.
Uh-huh.
We went before a very hostile city council. And I look back to then and in the stories of the past and look to where we're at today. And you guys' professionalism is probably a big part of what's led this body through those rough times. And so there will be a void. You guys are gone, but I seeing the names on the ballot, I feel confident that we'll get up to speed and run soon. But it's been a pleasure and an honor to work with both of you.
Thanks. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
I mean, and again, I just realized, like, both the chair and secretary, y'all have new ones next year for the first time in a good long while. So
you always like to leave an organization better off than when you came. I think we've done that.
So.
Yeah, I'll echo Ben's comments. I have a good idea of what y'all have been through also, having a father that's privileged to serve on the board. I look to you guys as inspiration for me and what I aspire to do during my term, because I've heard great things and I know what it takes. So I'm appreciative for the path that you've set before us, and hopefully the board will continue on that path. So
absolutely,
for your service.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, no, this, like I said, this organization is much maligned. It's thankless work a lot of misunderstanding by many members of the community in terms of the impact and effect that this process has. But I think staff deserves our support, deserves the support of the community and of the entities that fund it. And I'm glad to see that's going to continue.
Yep.
So again, you guys have made my job a lot easier. So I appreciate y'all very much.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
All right. Done. That's and I'm gonna use this now because this one's getting kind of dirty. So I needed a new tumbler, so I'm happy. Next, our taxpayer liaison officer report.
Good
Betty,
morning.
Good morning.
I have just Mr. Bennett. There's a new complaint from Mr. Bennett regarding the appraisal review board, and he did indicate that he wants to address the board, but he couldn't do that today. So I'll call him once we have meeting, and he'll probably address the thing. And other than that, we're just still recruiting ARB members. We have enough applicants to where we should be able to have 17 members this upcoming year.
That's good.
Be able to run 5 panels if need be.
It's important.
Yeah. It really affects the timeliness.
Yeah.
Backlog, people sitting in the office.
Yep. Glad y'all were able to get those numbers up. So hopefully they all pass through.
Dave, what are the chances that the only complaint you have would be in regards to a large
I'm sorry, I could barely hear you.
What would be the odds of the complaint involving a large parking area over by McLean Stadium?
No.
Okay, because I hear it every Saturday.
No, that's no.
Okay. Fishing there. All right. So, all right. Chief Appraiser report.
The major projects we're working on right now, we're trying to re-neighborhood Waco. It's been a long time. We have way too many neighborhoods, and we're probably going to cut that in half, at least of the typical residential neighborhoods. Historically, there have been some that had 10 properties or less, and that's not enough. You don't get enough sales in those neighborhoods to actually get any meaningful data out of it. So we're trying to get them up to closer to 100 unless there's something very unique about a neighborhood. We're also working on improving cost matrices. They're going to kind of mirror Marshall and Swift, who's a national provider, but it'll make it easier for us to update as the cost schedules change and increase over time. And then we're working on commercial income schedules to help with equity. The biggest issue we have right now is when commercial property owners and agents come in and talk to us, they're not discussing market. They usually don't ever mention market. It's, we're not equitable, we're not treated equitable compared to this other property, which equity isn't really a national or international method. There's no rhyme or reason to it, so it's whatever method that tax agent comes in with, puts some stuff on paper, picks some random comps, and makes random adjustments, and then says, I'm not being treated equally. So if we can put them all on the same schedule based on type and class, it should make it easier to defend until they come up with a new idea. So, but it should help. We have our remaining ARB hearings on December 2nd. How many do we have? About 100 or so?
52.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we have 50 of them scheduled for December 2nd. We'll have 2 or 3 panels. And there's a new 90-day time frame, so if somebody files a motion after the date, we have 90 days to get them scheduled. So we have to have more hearings now than we used to. Used to, it was just between May and August, really. Arbitration, we have 63 filed for 21, and 46 are still pending. These used to wrap up in the calendar year. The comptroller's changed some rules. The legislator changed a few other rules. So now it's taken almost a full calendar year. So 12, 13 months later, we still have pending arbitrations. Whereas used to, we'd have them all wrapped up in 4 months. Lawsuits, we have 111 pending suits. We had 90 at the last meeting, so we've received a few more. We've settled 4. And out of the 4 that we settled, it averaged out to about 11% decrease. 2 of the properties were a 20%, 2 were a no change. And so overall, it's still better than our 15% average historically. So at this point, we're still kind of picking and choosing which ones we can settle. Training and education. We hosted an IAAO course in October. We had 20 participants, 14 inside and 6 from other counties. We had Fort Bend, Williamson, Hunt, and Bell County in attendance. And it was a pretty hard course. I think everybody in class thought they were going to fail. It was all mass appraisal and statistics. So there's a lot of sweating at the end of that course. Harris Government Conference is in December 5th through the 9th. I think we're taking 7 people. Basically, we'll go and see our software vendor. So we'll actually go see them, see what's new. We'll talk to other counties and how they use our software and see if there's any good ideas. And we basically just kind of, it's a 4-day conference, but we get a lot out of it, just best practices. And then there's the TAG conference in February. I think right now we're sitting in 4.
Up to 5.
They do have a board of directors track. I know John and Ben, y'all have gone in years past. It mainly went that one day that has a board agenda. So if, like Mr. Green, if you would like to go, or Mr. Perry, you know, if y'all want to attend, let us know. We'll have to go book that. But it is an option. You get a lot of good information out of it. So.
Yeah, again, particularly on coming in with new legal changes and whatnot, it's important for both new board members and existing ones to be aware of what the legislature says you can and cannot do, and can and cannot say, and when you can and cannot say it. So, because there are significant penalties associated with that if you run afoul of that, if somebody cares to look. So.
And you get to talk to other board members,
right,
that from other districts and see how they operate and just kind of bounce ideas off each other. But it is an option if y'all choose to or decide to go.
I found it beneficial for the one day we went.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go for the entire 3 days.
Yeah.
I don't know if I even want to be there for the entire 3 days. The first day is always like touchy-feely kind of stuff and seemed like a waste of time. But, so.
Yeah, I would be interested in that, so I'll get with you.
Okay.
And figure out.
Okay, so we can set you up a hotel the night before, or if you just want to go up day trip or whatever, let me know what you want to.
Okay.
All right, that's it. Any questions for Jill on that? Okay, and we don't need to get to executive session this time, right? Nothing to discuss?
No.
Okay, so we won't have to do that. Next is to set agenda items and the next meeting date, which you can tell us what's going to be on the agenda, but in terms of the dates, I guess the new board can figure that out whenever we're on their schedule.
Yes, sir.
I need to consider, so the new board members will be sworn in on that meeting, and then the board will reorganize. You know, who will conduct that, I guess? Robert?
Well, no, we have existing board members that can.
Right.
Yeah. So that they can just call the meeting to order and then take it from there. So, yeah. They'll be okay.
I was trying to get you to come back.
Oh, I appreciate it. No, hey, no, I'm 12:31. Hey, New Year's, man. You know, it's a celebration. That's that's done. Somebody else.
You're freed.
Or the new chairman, Jonathan Urban, may.
They're protocols.
Only two remaining. So, you go to this conference and you'll see everybody walks around with their shoulders slumped back. It's not that bad.
That's not that bad. They're good people.
It's actually very good people. What day, if you would send me something on what day you think would be best for us to attend?
Okay.
That would be most productive.
It's usually the Tuesday at the conference.
Yeah, the Tuesday?
It's usually Tuesday. And this year, it's going to be in Grapevine at the Gaylord.
So it'll be a neat hotel at least.
Yeah. I see. We have commissioner's courts. I see we have.
Yeah. Figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually Robert will take us to eat someplace nice too.
Mr. Court Date's getting a lot more attractive.
Yeah.
But just come for dinner.
Since it's not in Dallas or Fort Worth, you know, it's not one of those fancy Brazilian steakhouses, so there's not much near the Gaylord. So
yeah, it's kind of out there.
Robert, you still do have my number, don't you? In case you are.
You'll be right there.
Need a
chaperone. Find myself up there that day. That's
well, the district may need to have just an appointed representative there to make sure someone's flying the flag.
Emeritus.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, before we get in trouble, I'm going to end this.
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, y'all figure out whatever's going to go on in January. It looks like property value study, maps audit, updating policies, bids for equipment and stuff. So, okay. Y'all can figure that out. So, good luck. Hey, it's been a pleasure, really.
Yes,
Alan, guys, it's been
great. Job.
Appreciate
great
you guys.
Job.
And
it's been my privilege.
And with that, we will adjourn at 9:50. Thanks, everybody.
Very good, John.
Thank you.
I didn't even know until now that you're not coming back.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah. No, it's, well, and again, this one, you know, I'm not saying anything. I don't mind being recorded. Even I'm going to give this to you so you can stop it. But I've always felt that this particular organization is going to be
deserves an elected official to be. I think this will work.
That just has to stop.